This is an off-the-wall podcast, your chance to hear segments from the show again, or for the very first time. Catch Off the Wall with Joey Kieran, live Mondays and Fridays from noon to 1 on 1490 The Score.
It was a great weekend for a group of ladies here from the Umpqua Basin, the Indian Fast Pitch 16U softball team down in Medford for the state tournament, and they rally and win five straight on Sunday to come back to win the state championship. And joining us on the program now, one of the stars from the team, it's Katie Ladd from Roseburg High School. Katie, thanks so much for joining us here this afternoon. Welcome into the program. Congratulations on winning the championship.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Really excited for you guys. Got news about the championship yesterday while we were on the air with some baseball action going on here on The Score. But that is a really cool accomplishment for you guys, especially the way you guys did it. Coming back from the loser's bracket after losing on Saturday and winning five straight games on Sunday. Now, I mean, winning five straight at any point in the season, not an easy feat to do. But you guys faced elimination every game on Sunday. What was that like for you guys as you made your way through that, knowing that you had to win each and every game to stay alive for a chance to try and win a state title?
Well, it was definitely harder because we had to battle through the heat, and it was on turf, so it was even hotter. And so I think our mentality was to just get through each game one by one and not really focus on the games ahead, just focus on the game that we have now and just get through that. And then, you know, once we win one game, we just keep winning the other ones until we make it to the end.
Until you're the last team standing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Talking with Katie Ladd here from the summer softball team, 16U program, the Indian fast pitch team there, winning a state championship over Crater yesterday. You mentioned the heat, and your coach was telling me a little bit about that when I contacted him about this story here. Very hot weather down in Medford, usually expected this time of year, but playing on that artificial turf also kind of increases it. It radiates a lot of heat out there. How worn down were you guys by the time the whole tournament was said and done on Sunday night? How worn out were you guys after this hot conditions and playing so many games?
Oh, I mean, we were exhausted. I think, you know, it was great winning the championship, but I feel like we were all honestly excited to just go home because it was such a long day.
I can understand that. I think your coach also telling me, Mackenzie Norton, your catcher, she caught all eight games in 100-degree heat. Have you guys done like a bed check on her, make sure that she's still up and ticking around today after that?
I haven't heard anything from her today, but she really pushed herself, and I'm really proud of her. And she battled through all this heat, and we really don't have a backup catcher. So I think she knew that, you know, she was all we had, and she really did a great job this weekend.
That's pretty impressive there. And that kind of heat and for that endurance there to catch eight games over a weekend and in that kind of weather, that definitely is pretty impressive there for Mackenzie Norton. We're talking with Katie Ladd from the Indian Fast Pitch 16U softball team that won a championship yesterday 7-3 over Crater. So you guys made it to that final matchup against Crater. They were undefeated. You guys needed to win two games. Going into it, how confident were you guys feeling after you had won, I guess at that point you won three games on the day already, going into that matchup knowing you needed to win two against Crater? How confident were you guys feeling in that first game?
I think we just came off of a really good win against the Portland Aspire, who that team was the team that knocked us into the loser's bracket. And so I feel like we were on a really good high from that. And going into the first game against Crater, we just wanted to take it one game at a time again, and we knew we'd have to beat them twice. And so, you know, we made it this far. We might as well just make it all the way to the end.
Had you guys played against Crater previously in the season before that?
So I know that Roseburg High School, we played Crater in the preseason for mm-hmm. high school. And so we knew a few of their players, but they also had players from other areas. And so, you know, we knew how they worked and stuff, but it was still, you know, working through all of mm-hmm. the new players they had. And so
you guys hadn't seen them during the summer, so that it was a bit of a new experience for you a bit there.
Yeah, no, we have not played their summer team at all this summer, and okay. So all the teams in the tournament, actually, I don't think we've played at all.
Oh, wow, so a lot of new teams there for you. Well, and you guys obviously then get the win in game one. Going to the second matchup, did you sense any sort of defeat on their side, knowing that boy, they just missed out on winning the championship, and now in the Heat, they're having to play through it as well. Obviously, they played a lot of games throughout the weekend as well, but maybe they found themselves finally on like the brink of elimination, like you guys have been living on for the entire day on Sunday. Did you guys maybe feel like they were knocked down a little bit and go into that final game pretty confident and feeling like you guys had the momentum on your side?
Yeah, I think we definitely had the momentum on our side. I mean, we just won four straight games, and so knowing that this was the last game no matter what, I feel like we just wanted to put it all out there and get the win.
Talking with Katie Ladd here from the Indian Fast Pitch 16U team that won against Crater yesterday to win a state championship. From what your coach told me, it sounds like you had a pretty big hit in that championship game. A three-run homer for you to put your team in front there?
Yeah, I did. It felt really good.
I'm sure it did. For you, walk us through that scenario there. Was it a pitch that you knew what was coming, or did it maybe you got a little bit lucky there? How'd that situation work out, and when you hit it, did you know it was gone?
Yeah, honestly, I felt really lucky because I really don't consider myself a home run hitter, and so when it went off the bat, I just knew it was gone because it felt so good.
Well, that's awesome. So you got to enjoy your trip around the bases a bit then?
Oh, yeah.
So that puts your team in front at that point. Obviously, you guys had to be feeling pretty good about yourself when you got back to the dugout. Obviously, a celebration after hitting a home run, but what was the conversations like in the dugout after that three-run shot put you guys in front and you guys got a lot of momentum on your side? What was the team feeling at that point?
Yeah, I think at the end of the game, you know, we have the deficit, and so I think that getting the lead back really brought the momentum back on our side and kind of got us going again. And really gave us some hope that we could win it all. So,
talking with Katie Ladd here from the Indian Fast Pitch 16U softball team. So you guys finish off with the state championship. Overall, the season as a whole, these summer seasons, it's always hard to get details about what everybody's doing. There's always so many things going on. But how would you put the season as a whole? Obviously, it finished the way that you guys wanted it to, with a state championship there in that tournament. How would you kind of put the season as a whole? Was it a overall successful one for you guys then?
Oh, it was great, yeah. We're in the middle of our season right now.
Oh.
And the first tournament we won in the silver bracket, so we got first in that tournament. And then last weekend we didn't really get the finish that we wanted to. And then coming into this weekend, we really wanted to go all the way. And so I feel like that it just made this championship just a lot more sweeter.
So that brings up the point that, you know, when it comes to summer softball, I think it's a little bit different beast than what I'm used to when it comes to summer baseball with Doc Stewart and stuff like that. How does the format work here? So you guys still have games left to go?
Yeah, and so each weekend we basically just have a tournament, and it's bracket play, and so it's usually double elimination, and so it's just win or go home, basically. And
so do you guys, where will you be playing in your next tournament then?
So next weekend, we're going to be in Springfield for a Western National tune-up. And then the two weekends after that, we're at the NAFA Northwestern Nationals and the ASA Western Nationals back in Medford.
Wow. Okay, back in Medford. But that'll be teams from more than just Oregon. It'll be teams from around the Northwest.
Right, yeah, so it's going to be a lot bigger tournament and a lot more teams and a lot more playing. So.
Wow, it was really exciting there for you guys. Good luck with the rest of those games coming up as we talk with Katie Ladd here on Off the Wall on Friday. So you guys are still going there, but this is a group that it's not just Roseburg girls, right? You've got girls from other schools. I know I saw Shaylin Gray from South Umpqua's on the list there, and I think there are some girls from Douglas on the list as well for your team. What's it like for you to get a chance to play with some of these girls from other schools around the region here?
I think it's great because they all each individually had a really good high school season, and so for us to come together from all over the region, it's just been a really good experience, and we really do have really good team chemistry, and so it's just been a really fun experience.
Is it your first time playing with a lot of these girls, or are some of them girls that you've played summer softball with before on some of these all-star teams?
Yeah, so there's basically half of our team is new, and the girls that I played in high school with, I've basically played for my entire life. And so going into this season, I was a little skeptical because I haven't played with half the people on my team, but it's been a really amazing experience, and it's been one of my favorite teams and seasons, and it's just been super fun.
Winning games will help that out, that's for sure. The getting to know each other process, that's always one that I'm interested in, is doing these summer baseball games that we do here on the radio, getting to know these players that they get mixed all together like that, too. It's the same thing with this kind of team. The getting to know you period, what's that like for you, and how long does it normally take to try and get to know some of these other gals and get used to what they bring out there on the field?
Yeah, so we basically just started practice just right off the bat, and so we met them as a player rather than a person first, which was good, but a lot of the girls on our team, like, we go to these tournaments and we all stay together, and so we're around each other a lot, and so it's great to just get to know them on a more personal level as well.
Yeah, no, the road trips and with the way that your season's structured with having tournaments on weekends like that, I'm sure you guys get a lot of road trip time together, and those are always fun. So far, we'll wrap it up here with this. So far, do you have besides winning a championship over the last weekend out there on the field, is there an off-the-field memory that's going to stick with you for a while, you think, from the season so far?
Honestly, a lot of the girls on my team, we camp together, and so just being around, like, campfire and stuff and playing cornhole and all that kind of stuff, like, the little things that you really wouldn't expect to be so much fun that ended up being one of your favorite memories.
Absolutely. Well, Katie, Katie, thanks so much for your time here today. Congratulations on the win yesterday. Good luck with the big tournaments you guys have coming up here. Hope to see great success for your team going forward, and good luck. Wait, are you going back for your junior or senior year at Roseburg this next year?
I'm going to be a senior next year.
All right. Well, good luck out there at Roseburg High School for your senior year as well.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to an Off the Wall podcast. More segments and interviews can be found at 541radio.com.